This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. And on our website, we've got a help box. You can send us any questions or problems through there. And then, of course, our helpline is always there for you. 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. That actually comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you I'll get right back to you. Well, today is kind of a different type of show for us here on Haystack. Normally we have businesses and partners on our show and we talk about different tips for consumer help. But this is something in a special way of helping people. And we are certainly glad to have in studio today Scott Wilder. And you've heard for many months now, Save the Children here on KLZ on our station as a whole. And also Marie Christine joins me in studio as well. Marie, how are you?
I'm excited to be here.
Hey, it is a great day, and I know
two Scotts in the studio.
Hey, Scott, two Scott W's
mixed up. Yeah, easy to do. So Scott, it is great to meet you. And growing up in Dallas, yeah. I knew your name and heard of it. So when it was mentioned here, I said, "Oh, I've heard that guy." So
that's trouble. It's always trouble when people know your name.
Absolutely.
It's great to be here, and thanks for the time. And it always feels good. It's always good to be here. But it's always good also to bump into a native Texan. I feel like we've seen the same movies. We've been to the same places. know a bunch of the same people already.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Scott, it's great to be with you. Thanks for the time.
All right, Marie. So give us a little background, you know, here of Save the Children, even coming a part of KLZ a little bit, and, you know, what all this has just meant to the station so far.
Well, yeah, this is something that's really important to me personally and to the station as a whole. You know, usually, Scott Watley, I have to specify, you usually help consumers, but this is a chance for the person listening right now to actually help someone in a huge, and it's not overstating it, to say life-changing way. Right. What we're doing, we're focusing right now on the Horn of Africa, so countries like Ethiopia, and there are kids right now, and I'll let, you know, Scott Wilder explain more, but they're suffering from what's called severe acute malnutrition, and it's a serious condition. It's essentially starving to death. Mm-hmm. And you listening right now, you have the chance to actually turn the corner for that one kid. Scott, explain more.
No, that's exactly right. And maybe the best way to explain what severe acute malnutrition is to compare it to if someone were severely dehydrated. You know, you couldn't just give them a bottle of water and say, here, you're thirsty, drink this, and you'll be okay. At some point, they're suffering from a medical condition. They need extraordinary things done.
Sure.
They need a medical therapeutic solution to fix the problem. In the same way with nutrition, if you're suffering from severe acute malnutrition, you're not just hungry. So we're not just feeding a hungry child. We're saving a starving child. It's not just taking a child from one meal a day to two or two meals a day to three. It's not an extra bowl of rice or beans, or in the States, it might be a sandwich or a hamburger. It's actually taking a child that is destined for death, and you're saving their life. And you do that through what's called ready-to-use therapeutic food. It's food that is medicine. The brand name is Plumpy Nut, which is a kind of a funny-sounding name, Plumpy Nut. It's only been around for 15 years. It's the peanut-based paste. It's the consistency of Nutella. In fact, Nutella was the inspiration for it. It doesn't need to be refrigerated, which is really important in that part of the world. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be administered at a hospital or a clinic. So we can actually show the mother, or the grandma, or the father, whoever, how to feed this child. It's in a packet about the size of your hand. Think of it like the size of salad dressing at Chick-fil-A. You just tear off the corner, and you squeeze it directly into the mouth of a child. So it's medicine that is food. It's food that's medicine. And it's what Save the Children is doing in these areas. We mentioned Ethiopia, East Africa, Somalia, Yemen, the Horn of Africa, the part of the world that is suffering as a result of the worst drought in 50 years. They now have a nutrition issue because lack of water is ultimately a nutrition issue.
Sure.
If you have no water for people, you have no water for crops, you have no crops for animals or crops for your family or crops to sell at market. You have no water for livestock, so you have no livestock to provide nutrition for families and no livestock you can sell at market. And so ultimately, you know, it's always the kids that suffer first and worst. And they're kind of the canaries in the mine. And they're the ones that really are impacted first. So they're the ones that suffer from severe acute malnutrition. We have a chance here together to change that, to provide the emergency nutrition to save their life. It's easy to do. And can I just share the phone number? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Please do.
The phone number, if you want the 800 number, it's 800-570-5155. 800-570-5155. A $60 one-time gift can provide enough emergency nutrition to save the life of a child, and there is a dollar-for-dollar match in place right now. So this holiday season, just know that your $60 becomes $120. Your $600 becomes $1,200. We've even had a woman recently when I was in Seattle, and she said, I want to do this for 100 kids. And I thought, do you mean $100? She said, no. I want this for 100 kids. I said, ma'am, that's $6,000. She said, I know. I've been so lucky. I've been so blessed. We've had businesses that have said, you know what, we've had a great year this year, and we're going to give back. We're going to find a way to give back. Yes, it's a tax-deductible donation. I know you don't do it for that reason, but it's nice to have that as a thank you. So the number is 800-570-5155. You can do a one-time gift or a monthly gift if you want to. We have another way to contact us, and it's really easy. On your cell phone, it's a phone call, not a text. You dial #250. Dial #250. Then when you're prompted, say the keyword Crawford. That's it. Dial #250. Think of it as a speed dial. Dial #250, and the keyword is Crawford. They'll say, give us your keyword, and you say Crawford. It takes you right to the right place. Or, of course, you can go online, do it online, safe and secure, at SaveChildrenKLZ.org. SaveChildrenKLZ.org. And remember, it's a dollar-for-dollar match in place right now, so everything you do is going to be matched dollar for dollar. I've been there. I've seen it. I was in Ethiopia most recently. In February, I'll be going back to Africa for my 14th time to Africa to see the conditions there and what's going on there. Yes, Save the Children also works here in the United States. Times of crisis, the hurricanes, Hurricane Harvey, the hurricanes that have come through, Save the Children is on the ground there. In fact, it is the go-to organization for both FEMA and the Red Cross. If the FEMA gets somewhere before we're there, and that's probably not likely, but if they get there before we're there and they see specific needs for children, they call Save the Children. Same thing with the Red Cross. They call Save the Children. So you're partnering with people that have been around for 100 years. Next May will be our 100th anniversary, and 87 cents of every dollar goes directly to the need, and I hope you'll join us. So that's how we're doing it. That's what we're doing. And I'd like to say, it, you know, we're saving the lives of kids. How many will you save? It's not that Save the Children does this. Save the Children is just the conduit through which it is done. I mean, it's done by the people listening. It's done by the people listening right now, regular people who might say, yeah, that could be me. That could be my kids. That could be my grandkids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was saying earlier that when you go to these places and you see it, you go to a hospital where these kids are being taken care of, these babies really under the age of two, and somebody says, gosh, you know, they must have been just like crying like crazy. The whole place is full of crying children. And I say, you know, that's the weird part. It's quiet. Mm-hmm. There's no crying. They're not even strong enough to cry. I mean, they are so close to the end. And so today, I mean, you know, your $60 one-time gift can save the life of one child. More does more. And remember, whatever you do is going to be matched dollar for dollar.
Yeah, and you know, Scott Watley, you were asking earlier, you know, why Save the Children is such a great fit for KLZ. And I would say, honestly, that story you told, Scott Wilder, about the woman who said, you know, out of my plenty, I'm going to give $6,000 to save these kids. KLZ is a God and country station. Mm-hmm. You know, we're making sure that we stick to our founding principles here in America, that we have this prosperous country. But why?
Right.
We're doing that so that we can be a blessing to other people. And that's where I get so excited, because I consider myself wealthy. I mean, I have a flushing toilet. That right there is wealthy, you know?
Sure.
And because of that, you know, I believe in God, and I believe he's blessed me on purpose so that I can help people who are in need. He uses us as his hands and feet, and that's what Save the Children lets us do.
Yeah, I would say blessed to bless. I mean, that's it. You know, we're blessed so that we can bless others, and it also is a blessing to bless others. It's just, if you take the whole religious thing out of it, it's just good to do good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it just feels good to do good. I mean, when you're doing good, you know it's good. And so, you know, if you're motivated this way or that, that's fantastic, and certainly that's my motivation. That's why I've been in the last 20 years around the world 30 times, and have seen what I've seen, and will always say yes when I'm asked to go, because I think it's ours to do. And if we don't do it, I don't know who's going to do it. And we mistake too many times the nodding of the head for the doing of the thing. You know, we say somebody ought to do something about this, and we say, yeah, you know, it's tough. But I got to, I mean, Americans are hard to motivate. I'm hard to motivate. I mean, if it doesn't affect my cable TV reception or my my connectivity.
Yeah.
I mean, man, if I'm watching a sporting event and my cable or my satellite goes out, I mean, within 2 seconds, yeah. I'm going, somebody's...
Snow covers my dish. Yeah. I'm screaming. I'm running out barefooted in the snow, scraping the dish.
Somebody's got to do something about this. You know, but you tell me there are kids that are starving. I tell you, yeah, it's tough. You know, it's a tough world. But, you know, I just think, you know, especially this time of year, you know, we give out of gratitude. We're here right before Thanksgiving. Think about the number of kids you're going to have there in your house, kids and grandkids, nieces and nephews. Everybody's together, you know, and imagine a woman who is not even thinking about how great a Thanksgiving she'll have, or a great Christmas, or a great New Year for her kids. She just wants her kids to live.
Sure.
And today, you know, you're that hero. You're the one with the cape. It's not Save the Children. We're just a conduit through which it happens. I mean, we've built infrastructures over 100 years. We have relationships inside countries where otherwise you couldn't even get your money, couldn't get places, maybe because those relationships are not built. Well, we've built those. And all you have to do is say, I'll be a part of it. So nobody's asked to do everything, but I think everybody's asked to do something. And I think we're obligated to, because I've been blessed. And so we're blessed to bless. 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155, or on your cell phone, dial #250, and when prompted, say the keyword Crawford.
You know, there's probably 8 Starbucks within about a mile from here.
At least.
And every one of them, I go, because I sit here for the hour. Other than that, in the mornings, I do meetings, afternoon I do meetings, and I go in there, and people are spending $8 on a coffee, okay, and that's not buying anything else. And so I think most of us, if you have that app on your phone and it just replenishes every time you get low and it goes back to $25 like mine does, I'd kind of be afraid to look at that and see what I spend just at a Starbucks, you know, when it could be going to something like this.
And you know, what I say is I don't think it's an either or. I'm not one to say, you know, don't do this other stuff.
Well, sure.
Don't. But if we're doing that other stuff, I think we ought to do this. I was saying this earlier that I was surprised to learn that, you know, Halloween is the second most expensive holiday in America. People spend more money on Halloween than every other holiday except for Christmas. And then I saw a statistic this last time that blew me away, and it was that this last year, Americans spent $500 million on costumes for their pets. For our pets.
And I heard $2 billion on candy.
Isn't that something?
$2 billion.
So, you know, I would never be a person to say, hey, don't do that, don't do that. Look, I happen to know some people that have pets that they bought costumes for, so I don't want to offend anybody, and some of them are people I'm related to. But I would say if we can do that, we can also do this. And I say this is why we're blessed. You know, we're blessed so we can be conduits through which it passes to other people. And it is such a blessing to be able to do it. And you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to get a yellow fever shot. You don't have to go to Africa. You don't have to sleep under a mosquito net. You don't, if you can find one. You don't have to take the malaria drugs, which, by the way, give you great and crazy dreams, not always great in a good sense. You don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is say, yeah, I'll do it. $60 or $30 a month for the next 12 months or whatever the amount is. I just think it's not about how much, it's about how many. It's not about how much any one person gives, but about how many of us will say, you know what, I want to be a part of this. I want to do something. And you know, when you sit down at Thanksgiving dinner, when you sit down and do your reading of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas on Christmas Eve with the kids, with the grandkids, you can know, yeah, we did something really good together. And so I hope people will, because the world's bigger than the things we see. And just because it isn't happening here doesn't mean it isn't happening. But the good news is, you know, we have been given so much. We are so blessed that we'd certainly share a little bit, just a little bit, can make a world, you know, little as much
sure.
for people who have nothing. And so we think, well, I couldn't really do very much. What I have wouldn't make a difference. But believe me,
it adds up.
It does add up. And you're $60, $100, whatever the amount is. And somebody listening right now might be particularly blessed, maybe a business, particularly blessed. And you say, you know what? Some of the things that have happened, even things that I didn't even vote for, have ended up being good for my business in ways I could not have imagined. yeah, I want to be a part of it. $1,000 here, $1,000 there, and all of a sudden we're saving lots of kids' lives.
Check out the website, SaveChildrenKLZ.org. Once again, that 800 number, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155. And again, real easy on your smartphone. Just do #250 when prompted. Say the keyword Crawford, and you can donate there as well. We've got another segment here coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. Hey, Stack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Marie Christine's also in studio with us. Our special guest, Scott Wilder, and we are talking about Save the Children. Once again, if you're just joining us, this is a great organization. And, you know, just to let you know, I know as a station, and I know here for my show, you know, we don't just have anybody on and talk about giving money. I mean, we know these people. And I think, Scott, unfortunately, sometimes there are some bad apples out there, and sure, then people see on the news, and they don't know who to give to this time of year. But, you know, one thing I really love about this is you've been there, you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's crucial.
Well, and I think, you know, people, I think people still have, for the most part, a good heart.
Absolutely.
You know, we want to find, when we see something bad going on, I think we say, what can I do? And then we say, who can I trust?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I can't know everything. But if I know people who know things, mm-hmm, then, you know, I can get it done. And so Save the Children has been doing this for 100 years. We're 125 countries around the world, also working right here at home. Yes, plenty of stuff is going on right here at home all the time by Save the Children. And let me give you one example real quick. We put this in place in refugee camps in other countries. I mean, people that are fleeing Syria, people in the Yemen problem right now, they're refugee camps. And we have this thing in place there, but we also put it in place at shelters. So when there's a shelter because of a hurricane or a flood or wildfires, we put these things in place, and they're called child-friendly spaces. And it can't sound simple, but I got to tell you, it makes a world of difference. And what they are is that they're a designated part of the shelter, and it is only for children and the parents of those children that parents can bring their child to a place that has paid, trained staff, a protected area that they can leave their kids while the mom and dad go work on, did their house blow away? Do they have to get a loan from the government? What are the forms they have to fill out from FEMA to get a loan or whatever, the grant or whatever it is? The stuff you don't want your kids being a part of. You want the kids to have a chance to be kids. And so kids go in, and they're in a safe place, a child-friendly space, inside the shelters, or in the case of internationally, inside the refugee camps. And those kids are safe there. When the wildfires, and we're paying attention to California, and certainly we're on the ground there, but the wildfires that blew through about a year and a half ago in Sevierville and Gatlinburg, Tennessee, in three of those counties where Save the Children was working as a result of those wildfires and displaced families, we had already been in three of those counties for 83 years. We knew all the superintendents of schools. We knew all the principals. We knew all the parents. So people knew they could trust Save the Children. So we came in and we were able to provide either places for kids to be kids, or we provide meals. In the case of Hurricane Harvey, we're providing things as simple as diapers and baby shampoo and umbrella strollers and cribs, because that very first night, that with families that were driven from Houston up into San Antonio at those shelters, we had 22 babies that were sleeping in cardboard boxes. So FEMA calls and says, Save the Children, what can you do? And it never happened again. Those kids had strollers. Those kids had cribs. Those kids had something as simple as a tub to wash a young child, an infant. Shelters don't have that. Sure. They have cots and stuff like that. And think about this for a second. When you have something like that, let's say it's a hurricane. You know, we raise our kids and we tell them two things for the most part over and over again. We talk about stranger danger, and we talk about the safest place is your home. Now, think about what it is for a kid. Now, you know, parents and adults, we have the ability to measure a moment against the past and the future. Mm-hmm. Kids are not like that. You know, it's much more dramatic for kids. They don't have the ability to balance that out. And so what they know is at that moment, they have lost their safest place. Their safest place might not even exist anymore. And that night, they are sleeping in a gymnasium with 1,000 people that are strangers. So when it comes to what Save the Children does, everything we do is measured by whether it is effective and efficient for children, believing that every child has a right to a healthy start, every child has a right to safety and protection from harm, every child has a right to an education, every child has a right to grow and meet their potential. And so that's how it's measured. Now, along the way, we make lives better for parents, too. But it's all measured by whether it's effective and efficient for children. And so that's what we're doing, whether it's over there or over here. You know, one of the differences I would say about the over there and over here is we have lots of safety nets here in the States.
Right.
I mean, you maybe have a faith safety net. You have a family safety net. You have a community safety net. You have maybe a local safety net, a state safety net. You have several layers of safety nets from the federal government. It's not like that in other parts of the world. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to be that safety net. And imagine if everyone were going through the same thing at the same time. You can't turn to a neighbor. You can't turn to somebody else. They have kids that are starving, too. They have kids that have nothing to eat. I remember, you know, when you meet a mom with twins, and I have twin boys. They're twin men now, but they're 23. When you meet a mom with twins, or 3 months old, twin boys, 3 months old, and she says, you know, there's no food for me. The only way I've been able to feed my children is obviously to nurse them. And now I can't even produce any milk to breastfeed my children. And these boys are suffering from severe acute malnutrition. You know, your gift today is saving a child like that. And maybe you think about brothers and sisters, or maybe you think about twins. You know that your gift of $120 can do that for two kids. And, of course, with a dollar-for-dollar match, whatever you do is going to be doubled in its impact, double in the good that you can do. And that is a limited time dollar-for-dollar match. You don't want to wait, you know, a couple of months to do that. This is urgent. This is the time to do it. And we have a goal here at the radio station to save as many children's lives as we can. And the question is, how many will you save? Let me get the phone number again real quick. It's 800 It's a toll-free number, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155. Or really easy on your cell phone. It's a phone call, not a text. So you dial #250, dial #250, and when you're prompted, say the keyword Crawford. It'll take you to the same place. Crawford is your keyword. Or go online to Save Children, KLZ.org, and click on the banner when you get there.
Emory said in several interviews so far today with Scott, I mean, what are some of the things that maybe, okay, we've heard about organizations like this, kind of knew what it was about, but what really hit home to you?
Honestly, for me, it's some of the stories that Scott has told me, because it's, you know, as an American, it's hard for me to picture what would that be like. And one of the stories that really stuck in my head is, Scott Wilder, you were telling me about a grandmother who I presume the reason the grandmother was caring for this child was because the parents had passed away. And this grandmother had to walk, you know, barefoot across, you know, hot African plains to get to a Save the Children outpost carrying this little baby that was, I mean, basically on the brink of death. And for this grandma to have somebody look her in the eye and say, this kid is going to live to see tomorrow.
Right.
And that's because somebody in America gave $60 to get this peanut paste. And for that grandma, I mean, that's the difference between hopelessness and hope. That's huge to me. I'm going to start crying right now because it's so cool.
Once again, SaveChildrenKLZ.org and that 800 number, 800-570-5155. And most of you right now can pick up your phone, hit that #250. Keyword is Crawford. Donate through there. And as Scott mentioned, this is a $60 gift is now being matched, so that turns into 120. And you know, I realize this time of year, hey, you're planning your Christmas time, your Christmas gifts, all these different things. And you know what, most of our kids, if we had little ones, they play with the box more than the toy. And you know, hey, but you know, let your kids know, hey, they changed a kid's life. Maybe let them know that, you know, hey, We did this to help another child not only have a better Christmas, have a better life, and even a chance at living. So, again, that number is 800-570-5155. And I'll tell you what we'll do, Sportsman of Colorado, Haystack Help, we'll give you $500 today.
Oh, my goodness.
So
goodness gracious.
We'll do that, and that'll turn into $1,000, and we're happy to do that
for
you
as well.
And you know, when you look at this, or you've been doing this a long time with different nonprofits, all the things, and you were telling me a little bit before the show here, you know, you kind of work with a couple of other groups, but a lot of good groups around, but what was really made you go, this is the one I'm putting my life with?
Yeah, I think it's because when you go and you see, I've said before that I think from far away, you can fool anyone over a short period of time, but up close over a long period of time, it is impossible to fool almost anyone. You're going to see the real deal when you're around people over a long period of time, especially under some stressful situations. You know, when you're, and I won't detail them all, but when you're in Nigeria and there's a roadblock ahead and there are people with automatic weapons, and you really think this is not a good situation, bad stuff can happen. You get a sense of who people really are. And when you can see that in people, you want to partner with them to do. And the efficiency of it all, 87 cents of every dollar goes directly to the need. The fact that, you know, I spend four times this every single month on cell phones just so we can have, you know, those little baby TVs also make phone calls now.
Sure.
You know, so it's a lot of it's just about entertainment. So right. I would say every now and then we could say, hey, let's make it about something more important than that. And I'm happy to do my little part. If I can go and see something, I come back and tell. If I have an opportunity to go and see, I think of an obligation to come and tell for people who can't go right now, and they'll participate. And I hope they will. So it's easy to do. And the dollar-for-dollar match, buy one, get one. But instead of shoes or socks or ties, it's children's lives. I think it's a good thing.
Sure. I'd love to challenge all of our listeners. Let's show what we're about, okay? And it's a great time of not only year to do this, but you know what, as Scott mentioned earlier, it's just a great thing to help out. 87 cents of every dollar, and I think that's important. I mean, because you never know with some of these groups.
Exactly.
So, and folks, to match this, all right? Hey, not everybody can give $5,000, $10,000, $1,000, whatever. This is a match. So your $60 turns into $120 in 1 second. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of that. 800-570-5155. SaveChildrenKLZ.org. And again, on your smartphone, just #250, keyword Crawford, and you can make your donation there. Sorry we're out of time on this. But, man, Scott, it's been great to meet you, and you're always welcome here. Marie, thanks for setting this up.
Oh, yeah. Glad to be here.
All right. Let's do it, folks. Let's save some lives today. 800-570-5155. We'll be right back.
If you have just been in an accident, there is a lot going on. With the screeching tires, crunching metal, and breaking glass, it's hard to remember what to do. That's why Kevin Flesh of Fleshlaw wants you to remember to panic. No, he doesn't mean run around screaming or start hyperventilating. He means use the acronym PANIC to remember what to do. P is for police. Call the police immediately. It's very important to have an official record of what happened. A is assess, as in assess all of your injuries and seek medical care if necessary. N is for never admit fault. It's your job to take care of yourself, not to determine who is at fault. I is for insurance. Take pictures of the other person's insurance and ID info and get pictures of the accident if you can. And finally, C is for call Kevin Flesh. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Procrastination and hesitation yield the same result, no meaningful decision. Steve Hurley here at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Questions and concerns regarding reverse mortgages need to be addressed. I can help. My main job is educating those that want to understand the value and benefits of considering such a mortgage. Remember, take AIM at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley. NMLS number 243-200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for being with us. Glad to have in studio now Alan Stack. Stack Optical, they are located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Their number, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. And with that, we will welcome Mr. Stack. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks, Scott.
Man, it's hard to believe. Year's going to be up before we know it, isn't it?
Oh, no kidding.
Wow, this year has flown by.
We've already been in our new location for, what, a year and 4 months? And they still haven't torn down the old building in Cherry Creek.
Don't you love that when they say, oh, we're going to be doing this, force you to move, and then, and like you say, almost 2 years later.
Yeah, I talked to the maintenance manager the other day, and he said, yeah, they're still fighting the city with the permits.
Gotcha. So. Well, and you know what? Man, it's turned out to be a great move for you. I mean,
oh,
great
has.
Location.
Beautiful store.
And, you know, good night. The parking could not be more convenient.
Well, that was all. When I was trying to find a new location, that was number one. You know, people buy glasses every couple years. But adjustments, quick services, they need to be able to drive in and drive out.
Sure.
Instead of having to walk, you know, park a block away and then walk to it.
Exactly. Again, this is Stack Optical, and they've been doing this since 1968. And they offer, of course, full eye exams, which we'll talk about in a minute. Of course, all your things for eyewear, contact lenses. About anything with optical, they can handle. And, you know, when I was thinking about that, Alan, since 1968, says a couple of things to me. Number one, you know what you're doing, okay, to survive any time. But since 1968, for sure. And I was thinking about the word customer service. And you know what? I mean, I think that word's overused. And I think the term I use more with you is customer care.
Well, I appreciate that. You know? It's number one. I mean, you know, anybody can sell a pair of glasses, but being able to understand the problems, listen to the patient or client, you know, we do eye exams, so I guess we do have patients.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the client end of it, and you're right. It's being able to listen and solve their whatever problem that they're having.
Right. You know, there's so many places around, and I was talking with a friend yesterday. We were just talking about Amazon and all the different things now, businesses that are hurting. You know, I got a buddy owns a mattress store in Dallas, and man, there's so many things people buy online now.
Yeah, but that's what a lot of people don't understand. You know, glasses, it's not just a product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, glasses, most of it's the service. It's the fit. It's understanding what somebody does for a living and then deciding on what would be the best modality to use.
Right. Because you look at all the different styles and different things that you have, the materials in not only the frames, but also the lenses. And then there's a couple of very, very, very important measurements you've talked about before.
Exactly. And it's not something you can just look at a computer screen and then they do the measurement. I've got to listen to what you do for a living and decide where we need to put that. It's not just a mathematical.
Mm-hmm.
It's interpretive. We've got to sit there and go, well, okay, so this person drives for a living. You don't fit that same person as you would somebody who works in a computer all day. So there's so many different variables that you really need to have a professional figure that out for you.
Right. So, I mean, if you take glasses just themselves, but when you get into maybe bifocals or the transition type lenses and, you know, progressive lenses,
right,
and all that, I mean, to me, I think it'd be impossible to do that online with all the
things. Well, that's what they say. They say, you know, online it's just one of those things. You look at the screen and then they put the measurement in there. Well, they're fitting everybody the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have everybody doesn't have the same lifestyle.
Right.
It's different. You can't fit everybody the same way.
Sure.
That's why a lot of people get these online. They come in and hey, this doesn't work for me. Well, it turns out they were either fit too high, too low, depending on what their profession was.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's different glasses. I know, you know, we've had some customers that come in. If they look at computers all day,
mm-hmm,
maybe there's a different glasses that you would recommend.
Yeah, and there's a half a dozen different types of lenses out there.
Yeah.
Online, it's, oh, you work on computers, it's this lens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do this, it's this lens. Well, there's a half a dozen for each one.
Right.
And, you know, depending on manufacturer, there could be hundreds.
Sure. Alan Stack is with us. Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Once again, their number is 303-321-1578. And, you know, a lot of things in our health are important to us, especially as we get older, but I can't think of anything more important than your eyes and the health of those. And yet a lot of people, you know, especially if they don't wear glasses, really don't think about getting eye exams. But even if you don't wear glasses, it'd be a good thing to get checked out every couple of years.
Very, very good. Yeah, as a matter of fact, our doc's always finding something. Well, I shouldn't say always, but a lot of times you'll find something, hey, we can get this taken care of. We'll refer out, and it doesn't become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the folks that don't get the eye exam, and all of a sudden they're starting to get loss of vision. Then they come in, well, they've had glaucoma all this time, and it's not reversible. You know, but if they'd come in earlier, we could have referred them out and been able to do something about it.
Sure. What have you seen? You know, it seems like the last 15, 20 years, all the LASIK surgery and all the different types of surgery and doing the monovision, all the different things. From your perspective, and I mean, I know you sell glasses and all that.
I'm biased, but yeah. because of the business I'm in, I see all the rejects.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, there's no way I'd ever have it done. But,
right.
Yeah, remember, they have a pretty good success rate. And I'm not going to see all the successful folks.
Sure, exactly. But my point in bringing that up was there are people that doesn't work for, and
right,
then they
and
need
then,
those really good.
And even when it does work for them, you know, 5 or 6 years later, oh, there's a little change. Well, are you going to go in and get your eyes cut on again?
Right.
Or get a pair of glasses.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, another great thing with your exams, first of all, they're done by a doctor, mm-hmm, okay? And the time that you take. I mean, honestly, he spends more time with you than you will get if you go to your medical doctor to go see something, you know? And always very prompt, too.
Our doctor, Dr. McMillan, has been doing this for 35 years. I mean, he's seen a lot. you know, and he really takes the time. Sometimes we run a little over in our eye exams because he takes the time that's needed. But yeah, he's very thorough.
Right. So besides reading the letters at the end of the hall there,
right,
what other things?
Well, he'll do quite a few different things. He'll check your pressures. He'll evaluate the cornea. He'll evaluate inside the eye. We also do digital photographs of the retina when needed. It was just quite a bit involved when he's doing his eye exam. Typically, we allow a half hour. Sometimes it runs over.
Right. And those pressures, what is that telling him?
That's for glaucoma.
Okay.
So he's doing a pressure check. But that's not the only way to diagnose that. He also looks at the optic disc, you know, on the retina and, you know, looks for changes there. And if he sees anything, we address it.
Right. Again, it's Stack Optical. They're located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Free, convenient parking. I mean, you are right there, right by the door. Their number is 303-321-1578. And the eye exam cost is
$69.
Very
reasonable.
What a value. Yeah,
very
for sure.
Reasonable.
Now, do you recommend, I think, contact lens folks every year, but then
eyewear every 2 years, but as we get older, you know, when you get into, 55, 60, yeah, I would do it every year. Because, you know, if we can catch something early, we can address it and take care of it.
Right. And then let's talk about that retinal scanner you're talking about. What are you looking about with that?
Well, it's basically the doctor's already looking at the retina with his handheld ophthalmoscope. But what that camera does is takes a picture of it, and we can compare it from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taking a picture of the retina.
Right. Okay. And then do you see that in younger folks as well as older folks, problems with retinas?
I mean, certainly, because, you know, he's looked at quite a few different things. One time he suspected MS and sent the patient out, and sure enough, he had MS. Diabetes, you can see that in there. You can see high blood pressures, a number of things that he can see inside
that. And with the Stack Sports Pack, I want to talk about that before we get out.
Okay.
I was talking with Kevin Flesh yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's been fishing, talking about, man, how great they are, the different lenses and all. So let you describe the Stack Sports Pack for us.
Well, the Stack Sports Pack, it's a sports frame that can be adjusted in the field. It's really nice. If you need to tighten it up, the temples don't need to be heated up. They have a wire in there, allows you to bend them, tighten them. It also has a bridge that's adjustable. So let's say you've got a pair of lenses that were for shooting. Well, I use an upside-down bifocal, and what that does is the top of the lens is for your front sight, and the bottom of the lens, or the middle part, is for your distance. And what that allows you to do is acquire your target, you drop your head just a little bit, bring in your front sight, and squeeze the trigger. Well, that's really neat if you're working with iron sights or pistols. But let's say that you're going to use your scope. Well, you don't want to use that bifocal for the scope. So you can pinch in the bridge, raise it up, so you're looking through your distance for your scope or your other optics. So again, it's very versatile. And then let's say you're going to go golfing in the afternoon after shooting. Mm-hmm. Well, you pop those lenses out and pop in your golf lenses. Or let's say you're going to go on the motorcycle. You can pop those out and put your clear lenses in.
Right.
So there's quite a few different types of lenses we can make for this one frame.
Sure. It's the Stack Sports Pack. And again, it will enhance really any activity you do in the outdoors. Now, if you're going to do something with a firearm, we ask you to do this. When you call and make your appointment, again, that number is 303-321-1578. Let them know that you are a shooter, you are a hunter, whatever the case may be. And Alan does allow you to bring your firearm into the store. Just make sure that you make that appointment with Alan. And then, of course, make sure that it's unloaded and safe and in a case. I mean, it's never good to get out of a car in a parking lot with an exposed rifle. So bring it in a case, and Alan will get you fixed up there. And it's the Stack Sports Pack and a lot of different tents. And you know what? I mean, before I got into this, I never really realized what tint means. I mean, I was just always, hey.
Because everybody perceives color differently.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you wear something kind of an orange-red lens, and that would drive me nuts, but mm-hmm. It works well for you.
Sure.
You know, everyone perceives color different, and there's different colors for different activities. You wouldn't wear a gray lens out on a golf course.
Right.
You know, because it darkens the shadows. You're going to miss half your balls.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I need the bright yellow so I can find my ball in the woods. Yeah,
there you
that's
go.
What I need. Right. Again, Stack Optical since 1968. They are located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Exam $69. Just mentioned you heard it here on Haystack Help Radio or Sportsman of Colorado Radio, and they will get you fixed up. 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Alan, real quick, What do you feel is the Stack Optical difference?
We take the time to listen. You know, a lot of places you'll walk in and they'll say, well, just pick out a frame and we'll write it up. That's not how we operate. We want to be involved in that selection. That's what we're trained for. I've been doing this 40 years. I want to look at your prescription. I want to discuss it with you and discuss what you do and what your lifestyle is like so we can make the proper selection.
Right.
To me, that's the difference.
Absolutely. Again, give them a call, 303-321-1578, Stack Optical. Alan, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
We'll be right back.
Now is the time to call GIA and review your Medicare Advantage and prescription plans for 2019. Because Medicare may have made changes to the available doctors and specific medications covered by your plan. You see, doctor networks and prescription drug formularies change. So you want to find out before January arrives and you suddenly find yourself stuck with the wrong plan. Don't worry. Group insurance analysts will do all of the confusing research for you. First, they'll meet you in person to figure out what you need. Then, since they represent more than 20 Medicare companies, they will compare plans from many different insurance companies to find the right plan at the best price for you. Best of all, GIA offers this invaluable service at no cost to you. So call Group Insurance Analysts to begin reviewing the 2019 Medicare plans now. 303-423-0162.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, back when we started this in 2009, one of the first about three or four companies that joined us was Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kurt Rogers. We had already been doing some business together through some other ventures. But Kurt, hey, been a nice number of years for us.
9 years. You know, the only thing that's changed with us is you have a few more gray hairs than I do now.
Hey, I told the guy the other day, hey, it can turn color, just don't turn loose. I just don't want to be bald, you know? Yeah.
As long as I have hair and they're gray, unlike my brother, I'm in on that.
You know, you've been doing this a long time, and boy, a lot of things have changed, and we were talking about earlier, you know, the different things that happened in 2009, but when you look at back then and where we are today with mortgages, what's better or what's worse for us?
Well, back in 2009, we were right in the middle of the mortgage meltdown. There were, 13 million people foreclosed in 2008. The unemployment was high, and everything was going in the wrong directions. They have revamped the mortgage industry, and anybody that's applying for a loan or wanted to buy a house, they understand there's a lot more regulations. Some of them seem to be overkill, but to be perfectly honest, a lot of them have been designed to protect the consumer, and we agree with. I mean, you now get the right to see your closing documents 3 days before the close. You and those numbers can't change. That didn't happen before unless you were doing a refi.
Right.
So a lot of things have changed there, and I think they've all changed for the better.
Absolutely. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, and I always refer to this as your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. Their number is 720-895-0500. Now, you got a tagline. You say where it's all about you. What does that mean to you, your company, and to the client?
Well, I've always been taught, I've been in the sales industry for quite a few years, and it's not about me, it's about my client. I don't work for me, I work for the client, and the people that I work with feel the same way. To where when the client comes in, what can we do to help you? Now, maybe I don't have the product.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my rates aren't the best. I'm okay with that, but we will show you different ways to accomplish your goal, not mine. Because it doesn't matter what I want if it doesn't fit into your lifestyle. So where it's all about you takes us out of the picture and puts the customer first, which is what it's all about.
Sure. What do you feel sets you kind of apart? As we say, there's still a lot of mortgage companies out there and ads every day on everything. And, hey, this is advertising as well. But what do you think kind of sets you and your team apart?
Well, if you go back to 2008 when we had the mortgage meltdown, there were about 86% of the people that were doing mortgages are out of the industry. They're gone. One of the reasons we believe that we are where we are is strictly by the grace of God. I have no qualms about saying that. But the other thing is the people that God has surrounded me with in my business make my business better. I've just got great people that actually care about the consumer. We're all here to help make it work for them. We're not a standard mortgage company to where we just, you know, like a call center and you go in and we process you along. We listen to you, want to find out the mortgage that fits you. Maybe what we're offering you don't like, but at least you should see it to where maybe you didn't know about it and it works better than what you think. We do the standard 30 and 15 and 20 years in VA and FHA, but we also do others that may benefit you better.
Right. When you look at the whole scheme of the real estate, the mortgage world, everything, are you finding this is going to be a pretty strong deal here, even through the end of the year?
Oh, without a doubt. I think, especially here in Colorado, the home prices keep going up. The demand for homes is there, and I believe that's going to continue because all you have to do is live in this state for about 30 days, and you realize you don't want to move.
Right.
So it's a great place to be. Now, if we're natives, we would kind of like to spread out a little bit. But, no, I think the industry is going to continue. Rates are going to go up. Rates are going to go down. That's just a history of things. But the market is a good market, and Denver's a good place to live. So, yeah, I think the mortgage industry is going to stay.
All right. Let's talk about the team you've assembled there at Affordable Interest Mortgage. You got good staff there. Most of them been there quite a while.
Most of them have been there. We've been together 9 years. Most of them have been with me 9 or more years. Mm-hmm. I have a couple new people that have been me. One guy has been with
There's this one receptionist you could work on. But yeah.
The problem is I married that receptionist, so she's really the boss of the company. she'll like that one. But I've just got good people that have been with me for a long time, and that's just a blessing.
Mm-hmm. We always talk about the term pre-approved and pre-qualified, and no matter how many years we do a show, no matter how many times we go over it, there's still confusion there.
They've actually got regulation on that. A pre-qualified means, according to the basic information, that, yeah, we think we can get you approved. Pre-approval means that you've actually been run through the system and talked to an underwriter. Your paperwork has been looked at by an underwriter, and they think the only thing they need for you to take delivery of the house or to refinance is for the appraisal. They already know your income, your assets. They know everything about it. That's a pre-approval. And most sellers, they won't even look at your offer unless they see a pre-approval.
Gotcha.
So that part of the industry has changed a lot. You used to go out and find a house or a realtor and then get the loan.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of, the realtors will tell you, you got to go out and get the pre-approval before they'll ever talk to you.
Sure.
They won't even talk to you unless you have that, because there's so many people trying to buy homes. That market has changed so much.
Right. Again, Kurt Rogers is with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. AIMortgage.net is the website. And as I mentioned, if you didn't catch the very beginning of this segment, Kurt's been with us a long time and the only mortgage company that we deal with. And, I was thinking about this morning driving over here. I listen to other stations from time to time just to see what's going on. And I'll hear different radio hosts, for 6 months they're saying this mortgage company is the best. Another 6 months goes by, then they're endorsing somebody else. Same thing with the car dealer. Man, I am proud to say and glad to say and blessed to say, you have been the only guy that I've done business with, and endorsed, and you've been that same customer
exactly
back to me.
Right.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been the only car dealership
right.
I've done, Tori with Lakewood Plumbing, that's been the only plumbing company I've had. But that's what relationship, and we were talking about that this morning at a little
that's
meeting. It's all about relationships, and I think that plays a big role in this because, man, you're dealing with the biggest purchase people will ever make in their lives. So to go to someone that has the experience to get them in the right loan is huge.
I think it's very important. And it doesn't, if you go to find a doctor, when you find a doctor, I've been looking for a doctor for 30 years. I finally found one. I have a doctor, but I never felt that comfortable. I have a doctor now that I can go in and he will sit there and talk to me. He listens to what I need and what my desires are. And I think you need to find those throughout different things. You mentioned car dealership. You find a good car dealership or a good car salesman, you know, they actually will take care of you. Same thing with a mortgage broker. That's why we're a broker, because we're not tied to one bank and one philosophy. Our goal is to figure out what's good for you and present it to you. Because, again, like the show that we do on Tuesdays, it's your money. You need to figure out where you want to spend your money. It's not mine. It's yours.
Right. You have one great loan I want to talk about here in our last few minutes, the asset manager. And as we say, this isn't for everybody, just like a reverse mortgage isn't for everybody. But for some, this can be a life-changing loan.
For the people that I have, and I have close to 500 people that have this loan, I don't have one of them that doesn't like it. I don't have one of them that has not taken advantage of it. It is a loan that is unique. We're the only country in the world that does 30-year fixes. This loan doesn't work that way. It attaches a checking account to your mortgage. And basically, when you put your money into your checking account, it pays you the same rate as your mortgage, applies that to your principal, drives your principal down, and because it's a simple interest loan and not a compound interest loan, your payment goes down every month. And as your payment goes down, you have more money to leave in the account to get paid the same rate as on your mortgage, and it just feeds itself with lazy money. You can spend the money every month, but every day it sits there. It's saving you money.
Right.
And that's all applied to your principal. It's a phenomenal loan. Since 1999 till today, there's only been one foreclosure on that loan. There were $13 million in 2008. There's only one person ever foreclosed. It gives you the advantage of being able to skip a month or two if an emergency comes up. My neighbor was unemployed for 18 months. She didn't make a house payment. But because she had the equity, they were able to take it. She didn't lose her home, went back to work. It's just a great loan.
You've been great over the years, and we've had some credit specialists kind of in that you kind of deal with from time to time because, hey, things happen in life, all right? Right. And there's some credit blips sometime. I always tell people, hey, if they're thinking about doing something 6 months to a year, it's never too early to call you to establish that relationship, let you see what's going on, because there may be some things they need to work on. It might take a few months.
I wish more people would do that. If you're thinking of refinancing or purchasing, and you know, it might be 6 months down the road, do us a favor, whether it's me or anybody, run your credit. You only need one credit report. You don't need all three. Run one. Find out what's on there. Find a real one. And then let somebody show you how to change your score in 30 to 60 days. It's real simple. And it's minor stuff that can be done, but nobody teaches that. I'm not a credit repair specialist, but over 20 years of doing this, I have learned that there's little things that you can do to move your score. I moved one lady's score 75 points with $1,000. 75 points. Took her from the low sixes to 700. All she had to do was take $1,000 and put $200 on different credit cards, and her score went up. She had the money. She just didn't know. Simple little things can do miraculous things on your credit score. And because your credit score is 20 points lower than it should be, it can cost you $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 in extra interest you're going to pay.
All right. About 45 seconds left. When I was corporate sales manager for Jake Jabs at American Furniture, Jake always said, find something you love to do and figure out a way to get paid for it. So now, what makes Kurt Rogers love what he does?
I know this might sound corny. I like helping people. I like showing people that there's another way to save money, that they don't have to fall into the norm and believe that all this stuff that people tell you is true. It's not true. There are ways that you can manage your money and keep more of yours and quit giving it away because somebody doesn't want to tell you of another way. I truthfully enjoy doing that.
Yep, great. Well, Kurt, always a pleasure. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us today. Affordable Interest Mortgage, AIMortgage.net, 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500. I promise you, Kurt and his team will take great care of you. And we want to thank you for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. We want to thank all of our guests. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Have a great day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.